On a vacant lot on the corner of Mack and Concord Avenue on Detroit's east side, a generator blares while two tents are set up over a three-barrel grill and a hot dog cart stands nearby.
All right, so yeah, this is Corner Boys Hot Dogs and Barbecue. Yep, I started this year, June 22nd. Was our first day coming out.
That's Timothy Johnson. He grew up in this neighborhood. The house next door was his grandparents, but Johnson doesn't know who owns the lot he grills on.
This lot is owned by somebody that never done anything with it. Never done with it. When I got to this concrete, that was easily 30 years worth of dirt and debris.
Johnson got out his shovel and cleared the pavement off one scoop at a time.
It was my field of dreams. I'm here. I built it. They come.
He and his business partner serve wings, ribs, hot dogs, sausages, lamb chops, and sides like baked beans, macaroni and cheese, and cucumber salad. Johnson walks over to his hot dog cart, which he uses to keep the food warm and at safe temperatures for serving, and he begins lifting the metal lids off various compartments.
So right here I have some chili. Hot dogs and chili, mixed vegetables, burgers, hot dogs, sausages.
But Johnson says the specialty here is the ribs.
I have a spice rub. You know, like KFC got 9 spices, I got more than that in there.
The ribs are smoked on a custom grill for 6 hours. Johnson, now 44, says he learned how to cook when he was a young man at 220 Merrill, a restaurant about 20 miles away in Birmingham.
So everything I learned, I would skip school and learned it there from a good chef, good friend. I call him to this day and say thank you for taking me and giving me a chance, because I started in the dish tank and worked my way all the way up.
Johnson's assistant chef, Kenny Kino Child, says starting in high school, he cooked everywhere on the riverfront.
I cooked at 1940 Chop House, Steak and Ales, Rivertown.
He and Johnson say they ended up working on this venture because they wanted to offer quality food in the neighborhood that they were raised in.
If you go up and down Mac, there's nothing on Mac.
There's a bar called the Elbow Room that doesn't serve food inside, though they sometimes have food trucks or people grilling outside. There's the Commons, a laundromat, and coffee shop that sells some sandwiches. And then there's Grandy's Coney Island.
You know, the poor Coney Island down the street don't stand a chance, because this is way better than Coney Island. Way better than what they've given us down there. That's my whole goal, a better option.
Johnson says so far, they're not making a lot of money.
It's like any restaurant. You know, your first year is rough. You have to just stick with it, build it up, keep going. You know, I may float more money than I spend in a day, but it balances out.
To promote Corner Boys, Johnson has a plan. He's going to distribute flyers around the neighborhood with a QR code that leads to the menu. And soon, customers will be able to text him their orders and the food will be delivered or it can be picked up.
Whoa, boy.
Suddenly, a gust of wind comes through and rattles the tents.
That's why we got them tied to bricks.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
It would fly.
With the help of their anchors, the tents stay standing, and Johnson and Childs keep going about their business. As fall marches on and the weather begins to turn cooler, the chefs say they're looking for a building where they can set up shop. But even if they can't find a brick-and-mortar location, they're planning to continue selling home-cooked food to the community Tuesday through Sunday from around noon to 10 p.m. I'm Laura Herberg, WDET News.